Everybody, welcome to the Mental Toughness and Body Show. My name is Rob Evans and I'm your transformation coach and health strategist. Now on this show, I often like to talk about some of my true passions, and I think the longer I've been in business, I've worked in big corporates for some of the biggest names in Australia for 19 years prior, as like using my skills as a chartered accountant and working up the corporate ladder, and then deciding back in 2007 that I wanted to get the qualifications to go off and run my own business, which I stepped away from my full-time job in 2009. I've been running my business ever since. And the longer I'm in business, I understand more and more about the mindset that is required to achieve the successful outcomes that every human being really wants to. It just comes down to how we language what that success looks like, what happiness looks like, and coming up with our own definitions and the series of actions that we're prepared to take to achieve the success that we come up with. I guess the more I study success, the more I realize how many people just don't put in that work to really determine what it is that they need to achieve, and therefore then push themselves. So you find that most people just tend to go on doing the same thing day after day after day, year after year, which at the end of your life can be really disappointing. And one of the things that I didn't want to do was get to the end of my life and say, oh, I wonder what if I went off and ran my own business? What if I went off and did continued to just do the same things? I didn't want to get to that point and say, wow, particularly if you can live your life side by side. And I think about all the amazing things that I have done now and that are still to come that I would never have experienced if I stayed in that corporate culture. Why would that be the case? Because I never would have put myself in situations to grow myself and my business. So therefore, I wouldn't have gone to certain events. I wouldn't have networked with certain people. Those opportunities just wouldn't have been there. So to me, it's incredibly important to keep that going. And in some ways, I guess I'm quite addicted to it, because I just find it so great in creating the best version of me. Now, part of that process also has been having a lot more human interactions, and to some extent, they become more personal because it's your business, as opposed to dealing with people in corporate, and people come and go in corporate roles and so forth all the time. But when it's your own business, it's like your baby. When you're in corporate, you're in a role and you might be passionate about it, but it's just different. I like to think that I've put myself into every role that I've had, but I like, just business is just very, it's very different. Like, I'm more driven, I work harder, I work smarter, I get the coaching that I need to progress myself. And what I notice, particularly around those human interactions again, that there are going to come points in your life, if you think about the toughest moments in your life, the most challenging moments in your life, the most pain in your life, the greatest joys and success in your life, will normally come down to things that have a first and last name. In other words, people, other relationships, other interactions that you have. And if I think about some of the painful things that have occurred in my life, and some of the things that I just don't understand, they do come down to people and those different interactions that you have. And so I'm here to tell you this, that what other people think of you, you may have heard this before, but what other people think of you is really none of your business, because people have their own values and beliefs. I know through dealing with high performance and studying success and having a lot of highly successful people on my podcast here, and just being exposed through my coach to like the highest level of success in the world, I know that most people do not do the work that I do. They don't do the work on themselves like I do. They don't consistently grow like I do. I don't know that there's any person out there in the world that's doing two podcasts every single day like I do. Yes, I may not have the highest number of listeners. Well, I know I don't, but it's the consistency and the connection that I want to build and a legacy of content that I want to leave behind when I can no longer be here. So I find it really interesting how you can go through, you go through life and you don't know someone, and then they come into your life somehow, and then you become in a client context. Like, I'm talking to my clients multiple times a day, and we become quite close. We're connecting, we're building, and then people move away. They're things happen in life. People want to go off and do things on their own now. But I mean, with the clients that I work with, I have clients with 10-year and beyond relationships, just because of the value I add to their life and how much they value me in their life. So they might step away and then they come back, and some people just continue for that whole 10-year period. And I know that that's different to most people in the industry. Pardon me, in the industry that I work, most people just come for a period of time and then they just leave and they never see them again. But I built this fitness family culture in my business, which is important to me because I don't have much family around me. And I guess that my clients become my fitness family, and I really enjoy the company of my clients. I enjoy having the interactions with my clients. I enjoy coaching them to be the best versions of them. And what I find often really interesting is that you can go from seeing, this has happened in the past before, where I've been seeing somebody for 3 days a week for years, and they're moving job, moving city. This is pre-COVID. And so, of course, the concept of people doing Zoom, I don't even know whether Zoom existed, but whether it be Skype, the concept of doing those things was just not in people's mind. Different now, but it wasn't back then. So you expect they go on and hopefully learn from the principles that I've taught them. I normally set them up with a meal plan. I'll let them know that obviously I'm always there. Create whether it's a home program, gym program, whatever, to help support them into that next transition. And I'm often really surprised by how I reach out to people just to check in, genuinely, to just keep checking in to make sure that they're okay, if they need anything, etc. Not from a sales perspective, but just genuine, are they doing okay? And you often hear absolutely nothing, dead silence, nothing. Now, I also know from when it first started to happen, actually, I used to get quite offended, and I'm like, man, I can't believe that we were so connected for so long. And I think about the value that I added to the people and the extra things that I would go above and beyond to do for people. And then, you don't hear anything. And I have some people like that I've just never heard from again. And I really wonder why that's the case sometimes. And then there are other instances where that has happened, and then the person comes back as a client, and I will, because I'm just curious, I like to understand. So, what was going on? He didn't respond or anything. And they then say, yeah, I was not in a good place. I was feeling guilty. I didn't want to, let you down, etc., etc. And it's interesting, isn't it? Because I don't judge people. It's okay, that's fine. I'm just here to support you. But the person knows that, but it's just that they've got stuff going on in their head, in their minds, that is stopping them from achieving what it is that they want. It normally comes down to some sort of insecurity on their part, stopping them from bringing out the best version of them, or wanting to, whether it's the guilt, the embarrassment, or whatever. I mean, there's no judgment on my part. It's like, I'm just here to support you. But that's just how people perceive things. And you know, after having so many different interactions with people and different conversations, what you have to realize is that, generally speaking, it's not you, right? It's not you. It's coming down to what's going on in someone else's life, what's going on in their head. And really, if somebody, like, I have haters out there, it's like, okay, well, you know, I think I do a very good job of living my life with the right type of values and beliefs and ethics and, you know, high moral fiber, so that I can sleep at night. Now, not everybody's like that. And I realize that many things, that it just comes down to perception. So some people may perceive what you may perceive one way, somebody is going to perceive it a different way, and that's what makes life interesting, right? If we all had exactly the same views, there'd be one religion, one political party, one way of governing the world, one food that we eat, or, you know, same foods that we eat, all that kind of stuff. And so that would make life pretty boring. So I get that, but I also know, as humans, we become very, very emotional about hurt and pain and things that don't necessarily correlate with our values and beliefs. And so I think if you can just accept, I think it is important to do a little bit of a self audit and say, well, did I behave the wrong way? Did I do something hurtful? And not, because what you need to do through that process is not say, well, okay, I'm just always right. And if you've done something that's wrong, hurtful, illegal, immoral, all that sort of stuff, then you need to take ownership for it and accept that, well, yes, I accept that that person feels that way towards me because of this, that, or the other. And then it's up to you to take that ownership, and either you go back to that person, you apologize, or you just have to move on and live with that and learn from the mistake and not do it again. And so I think it is important to go through that self-audit process. Having said that, also recognizing that if other people don't like you, then that's on them, right? If you're doing good things in the world, if you're putting the best version of you out there and you're not being naively stupid about, yeah, well, you are actually doing the wrong thing, but you're convincing yourself that you are doing the right thing. So let's just say that you are doing the right thing. There's always going to be people that are just not going to like your personality. They're not going to get along with you. You're not going to get along with them. And that is okay. Right? Don't beat yourself up over it. Just accept that not everybody is supposed to like everybody, and that's okay. And when it first happens, it can be a little bit hurtful. But if you can move on from that and just accept that, well, what somebody else thinks about you is that's on them. It's none of your business what they think. If they don't like you, then that's on them. And don't try and lose any sleep or anything over it. And when it comes to, like, my clients, for instance, I do often wonder, I think, gee, why? But now I understand that, well, you know, I will keep reaching out and just checking in to see how people are, making sure that they're okay. And for whatever reason, they will choose to either respond or not to respond. And at some point, maybe you'll find out why they didn't respond, because I like to challenge people, and then when they do come back and say, so what was going on, so that then I can understand, well, can I change my behavior, what I'm doing in terms of reaching out. But what I do know, because I always do it with genuine intent, is that when people do come back, they say, look, I really do appreciate the fact that you were there and that you're messaging me, and because a lot of people don't have that sort of unconditional support. Like, they're not clients anymore in terms of paying clients. So most people would say, well, I'm not going to have anything to do with you. But that's not my approach. I like to still make sure that people are okay, because obviously I have a very detailed insight into what goes on in people's lives, and everybody has challenges. Most people have challenges in managing their self-talk. And so I know that if somebody is being silent and not responding, I know that they're probably not in a great place. And so if they can keep hearing from me, even if they don't respond, they know that you've got somebody in your corner that is there being a champion for you. And when the time is right, if the time is right, that'll happen. They'll come back. Sometimes it happens with family. And perhaps you can't even reconcile in your own head as to why certain things have happened. But I was reading something yesterday about growth and success. And actually, it was around hormones, and it was around stress and you bringing the best version of you out. And it said the best thing you can do in terms of helping with your hormones and stress is remove toxic relationships from your life. And they can come in various forms, obviously. Family, friends, clients, work colleagues, all that kind of stuff. For instance, I've left positions in the past because the management structure has been toxic. The environment has been toxic. I know that I'm taking home negative energy with me. It's building up because of the conversations and the lack of support or the lack of growth. And that just wears you down. And yes, it makes you more stressed, and it causes unnecessary pain for you. You can grow through it, you can grow as a result of it, but ultimately you need to find a way to move on from that toxic energy. And that can be in intimate relationships. I see that a lot as well. I think people just get into these situations because of convenience, because of sex, because of working towards a common goal or financial issues or something, but it's not necessarily the best relationship for you. And then it just wears you down. You end up just living in this toxic culture, and that's not only for both people, it can be like that. So we've got to have a way to be able to resolve those. So as I close this out, just remember that you're not going to have 100% of fans, right? You're going to have people in your life that you come across in your life that are not going to like you. And I think you just have to accept that, and you have to find a way of being able to manage that within yourself, within your own mindset, so that it doesn't cause you extra stress and problems. Learn from it, move on from it, and just realize that people are going to come and go in your life. There are going to be people that are toxic, and there are going to be people that are going through stuff that they're probably not going to be able to verbalize to you, perhaps at this particular point in time or perhaps ever, and that's okay. It's none of your business. You just keep being the best version of you. Just keep being great. Now, if you want to connect with me, go to mentaltoughnessandbodyshow.com and you can opt in for a free consultation right there. And let's just rock this next week ahead. It's Sunday, the day of recording this. And plan out your week. See what you can do to progress yourself. Challenge yourself this week. See what can you do this week that you haven't done in this past week to be that better version of you. I'll see you tomorrow.